Welcome to the TLC Tutors Living Chronicles podcast. In this podcast, our Tutor Award members record their living histories. I'm your host, Heidi Clay, and here with me today is Elder Matt Hemingway. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me. It's
a pleasure. Glad you're here. How about we start with a few short favorites questions? What is your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange. Okay.
Yep.
What is your favorite food?
Shepherd's pie, homemade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good soul food right there.
Right?
It warms the soul.
That's one of my favorites, too. Good,
nice.
Good choice. What is your favorite treat?
Treat? Rice Krispie treats, fresh out of the oven, gooey, all that.
It's do you like stuff. Them plain or with the peanut butter and chocolate, or both?
You know, I'm actually a Fruity Pebbles guy, you know.
Oh.
Make it with Fruity Pebbles. That's good stuff.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite joke?
Favorite joke? Dad jokes.
Dad jokes?
Yep.
Any particular one?
Not really. The cringier the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you good at giving these jokes?
No.
Or just receiving the jokes?
They have to really come naturally. Because I feel like if you force a dad joke,
it's really...
Just, yeah. So they got to come naturally. and the more experience, the better. The more fatherly you are, the funnier.
Nice.
I've noticed.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably the Restoration movie.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. But... Serious terms, Ratatouille.
Okay.
No competition on that.
Why is that?
Okay, well, it's about food. it's about living your dream. Anyone can cook, you know. It's got everything. It's got love. It's got action, cooking. Cooking shows are great. I really look up to Remy. He doesn't care what people think. He just goes. So
nice.
It's good.
Now, are you a good cook as well, or just a good eater?
Good eater. I like cooking. I'm not the best at it, but I think it's fun. And I don't have to do the dishes, so I'll take it.
Now, how does that work? That's a law in your family that if you cook, you don't do the dishes?
No, this is the apartment rule right now. I cook for the most part, and they do the dishes, so...
Oh, I see.
I like it.
I see. What's your favorite thing to cook?
The biggest steak possible.
And
I like...
How do you cook the steak?
What I do, a lot of butter. You know, the more butter, the better. That's what... It's ironic I'm with Elder Butterfield. I think that's pretty funny. butter's good. And on a pan. We don't have barbecues as missionaries, so we just use a pan, and it's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you marinate your mushrooms as well to go with the steak?
Never done that, actually, no.
Really?
Is that a thing, mushrooms and steak?
Yes, that is a very big thing, Elder.
Okay.
Okay, that's on your list of homework that you'll need to do.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You buying the steak? It's expensive these days,
man. I'll buy the mushrooms for you, Elder.
Okay.
Okay, so with your foodie attitude, do you have any food allergies? Hopefully not.
No food allergies.
Anything you really don't like to eat?
Yuck tuck.
Ah.
That stuff's disgusting.
I would not be able to eat that because I have a...
Yeah, I couldn't get it down. It's disgusting. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
No offense to people who like it, I guess, but not my thing.
Okay. So don't serve that to you. Okay.
Yeah, please.
Now, since we're talking Alaskan things and you're an elder here in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
What brought you to Alaska besides your mission?
Just the airplane. I forgot about Alaska, not going to lie.
Okay. Tell us about when you opened up your envelope of where you were going.
Well,
where did you want to go?
I wanted to go to Belgium, speak French, That was like my dream mission, but I got a little sneak peek before I opened my letter and I saw Anchorage. I knew I was going to Alaska. I was pretty excited. I feel like Alaska was my dream mission the whole time. I forgot about it, so.
You just didn't know.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get a sneak peek? Explain that to us.
Well, the missionary call, they come in an email. Mm-hmm. Like, you get an email, like, your mission call is ready, open it. And my mom, she would have killed me if I opened it without the family. So she printed it off, put it in an envelope, and then just like this light above us, I was pretending to read through the envelope, and I saw Anchorage. My mom doesn't know this, actually, so she might freak out when she hears this.
So you're like, please edit that out of the podcast, Sister Clay.
Nah, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. So what made you decide to come on a mission?
I always kind of had that expectation that I'd serve a mission. I think when it kind of got to it, I didn't really want to at first. My family also doesn't know this. Like, I didn't really want to serve a mission. I was kind of going through church, just following the motions, just there. But my brother was doing his mission papers, and out of nowhere, I was just sitting outside the bishop office after church, and just blurted out, like, when can I do my mission papers? And I was like, oh, shoot, dang it. So I started doing my mission papers and submitted them. And then a few weeks later, I was in Alaska.
Nice.
It's pretty crazy.
Tell us about your family. Where are you from?
I'm from Bakersfield, California.
Nice.
Land of the brave. That's where that phrase came from. It's from Bakersfield.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, land of the brave.
Tell us more.
It's a big, small town, about the size of Anchorage, I would say. Highest buildings, maybe 5 stories. So it feels like a small town, but it's pretty big. Mm-hmm. Hot as, I won't say that.
Anything.
But hot as heck. So, yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. That's why I'm glad I came to Alaska. It's beautiful weather.
Now, when did you come? So how long have you been on your mission?
Been on my mission for 22 months.
Ah, so you're on your way back home too.
Yep. Gotcha. Yep. Just set my flight plans up, so that was kind of weird.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And since you don't care for the heat, I'm sure this summer is just right up your alley.
Yeah.
It was your gift right before you go home.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was perfect weather, man. Blue skies, a little breeze.
Right?
It was nice.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yep.
Okay, so you said you have a brother. How many other siblings do you have?
I have my older brother and 2 younger sisters.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell us the difference between being a younger brother and an older brother.
Me and my brother are Irish twins, so we're pretty close. We grew up pretty close. I feel like didn't really feel like he was my older brother. We're just, you know, I don't know. We felt like we were pretty, I guess, tied. Like, we're both the older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fighting.
Yeah.
We'd, like, choke each other out. I'd pretend like I wasn't getting choked, so he'd let go, and then I'd choke him. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Roughhousing.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mom loved it.
Yeah, luckily she was never there for that.
So she's finding out a lot of things on this podcast.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it was good times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then being an older brother to your sisters.
Hmm.
And it's different between brothers and sisters.
Right, it's true. They have taught me a lot of patience, for sure. Love my sisters. A lot of teasing. A lot of, you know, things like that. But I feel like since I've been on my mission, I've been a little bit of a better big brother, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just trying to be a good example to them.
Okay. And have you lived in Bakersfield prior to coming on your mission? Have you only been in Bakersfield?
Yep. Born and raised.
Okay.
Yep. Streets of Bakersfield.
What is your favorite thing about Bakersfield? Is it on the coast or is it inland?
It's in the valley.
Okay.
Something cool about Bakersfield, but also really bad, is that there's a lot of cool stuff that's like an hour away. Mm-hmm. So like there's the mountains an hour away, the beach, you know, Six Flags, cool stuff, but it's an hour away.
You came to Alaska and the valley is an hour away, so you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal now.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Do you surf?
No. Body surf, boogie boarding, those are my specialties.
Okay.
Yeah. I've hit some gnarly waves down in Pismo Beach. It's good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a favorite sport?
Like watching or playing? Like
both.
Both. Say watching. I like watching football.
Okay.
But playing?
Now, American football or world football or
NFL.
Union football?
Yeah, America's pastime.
Okay.
Not baseball.
I was going to say that is baseball, sir.
Yeah, no. Baseball's cool. I like watching it. It kind of grew on me. I used to hate it when I was a kid because my dad, he's a huge Dodger fan.
So you just went opposite to him like in Field of Dreams?
Right. I guess I don't think I've seen that movie, but sure.
Yes. He went opposite to his dad and didn't like baseball.
Ah, dang it.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like football. It's more violent and...
Okay, so all about the violence.
Yeah, I like it. UFC is really cool to watch, too. It's like, you know, grown men hitting each other. It's cool.
And they don't go to jail.
That's true. That is a weird part.
Okay. What family relationships have had the most impact on your life?
Mom or dad? Like, my parents, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's something that your dad has taught you that... you keep to this very day?
Something my dad taught me that I wish I would have paid more attention to was like just his hard working attributes. Like every morning he would wake up and at like 5 o'clock, and looking back at it, he'd read his scriptures every morning, and it was a good example to me. And I didn't even realize that until my mission, and I regretted that. He was a good example of just working hard and being a good example for that.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Do you have one about your mom? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My thing for my mom is that she was also very hardworking. I remember when I was a kid, she was doing nursing school, and me and my brother would stay up till like 1 a.m. waiting for her to get home from school. I always remember that. She would always work super hard for us and make a lot of sacrifices for her kids. It's really good.
Nice. What is your favorite Christmas story?
Favorite Christmas story? I don't feel like I've had any crazy ones, like a Scrooge or anything like that, but my favorite Christmas story, for some reason, it's not like heartwarming or anything, but I remember getting these Tony Hawk bikes when I was a kid. Me and my brother got the green one, he got the orange one, and I had those bikes for like 6-7 years. Just waking up feeling that magic, you know.
Nice. Now, didn't you say your favorite color was orange?
Mm-hmm.
So was there a problem with yours being green?
No. I think orange became my favorite color like 6-7 years ago. I just wanted to be different. Oh. Orange doesn't get a lot of love, you know,
so
but
you
it's a good color.
Throw that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What is a skill that you've always wanted to learn?
Let's see. Probably there's a lot of cool things like, you know, knitting or, you know, cool things that kind of come in handy. I've ripped a lot of pants. I wish I would have paid attention to, you know, sewing or just like little things that, you know, comes in handy when you need it, you know.
Right. A lot of Celtic folks know how to knit. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Never heard of him.
Patrick Stewart, the actor.
No bells are ringing.
Oh my goodness, Elder. Okay.
Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
What are the movies are you?
He was Captain Picard.
Nothing.
You are not a sci-fi geek, apparently.
No.
Okay.
I like Magic the Gathering.
You won't be able to look him up now, but after you're back in Bakersfield, Sir Patrick Stewart.
Is he on like Star Trek or Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Trek. He was Next Generation.
Yeah, I've never seen
him. Plus, he was Charles Xavier in X-Men.
X-Men, yeah. Never.
That'll be your homework as well.
I'm watching movies, it's going to be Ratatouille, man. Not Star Trek. No offense. Sorry.
Well, the point of that was he actually knits as well.
Oh, really?
Because it's a skill that a lot of Celtic men have.
What is Celtic?
From England, Scotland, Ireland,
the
Wales.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what is a skill that you're pleased with that you have?
Skill I'm pleased with. Help me out, Elder Pounty. Cooking? Sure. Teaching? Yeah, teaching the gospel. That's a pretty important skill, I'd say.
Okay.
It's fun.
So what would you want your legacy to be?
My legacy? Mm-hmm. That something I've been thinking about is just that I enjoyed the basics of life, just family and just work, that I found joy in that and purpose through the basic things.
Nice. Is there anything else you would like to record for your living history?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Was that it? Was that the questions?
Most of the questions, yes.
Okay.
We do have a few more.
Okay, let's do it.
So, what frightens you?
God, fear God.
Now, is that a fear in respect or fear in
respect?
Because those are two different things, even though it's the same word.
Fear of respect, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves me. That's for sure.
Yeah, especially bringing you to Alaska.
Yeah, seriously. It's a blessing. Yep.
Absolutely.
Do you want my, like, actual fears, though? I have some.
Okay, go ahead.
Kayaks. Thank you, Grandpa, for traumatizing me.
We're going to have to hear that story now.
But
finish your list first.
Kayaks, and then to follow that, sharks, and then ladders. Those are my three fears.
Okay.
Not necessarily sharks, but just lurking sea animals like the Loch Ness Monster or crocodiles.
Anything that brushes your leg.
Yeah. Seals, too. Those things are scary. They're bigger than you think.
And they're pretty fast because that's their natural...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us the kayak story.
So my grandpa had this kayak. It was cool. It had, paddles and it was plastic and stuff. And we'd go to the lake, Huntington Lake, every summer for the most part. And he'd let the grandkids use the paddle. And my grandpa and my uncles and my dad, they would swim under and just capsize it out of nowhere. And it scared the heck
out of me. I can see where these are all going.
Yeah. So I feel like there's a lot of trauma for a lot of these fears. I have a story for each of them if you want to hear them.
It's your living history, please.
Okay. Yeah, this is my history. The sharks, I'll keep this one short, but there's two parts. I was swimming around the Santa Cruz Islands. This is for like a big young men's camp. My brother will know this one. He's not on Facebook, but we're just crawling on the seaweed and we dove down into like the open thing. There's like sea rays or
manta rays?
Stingrays.
Oh, stingrays.
I don't know if there's manta rays, but they're big. fish and all kinds of coral. And then out of nowhere, a sea lion or whatever just goes, boom, right past us. He's, like, flipping his little flippers.
Yeah, he was minding his own.
Yeah. And, yeah, that wetsuit was extra warm after that. It was scary, man. Those things, they're like, they're 7 feet long, hecka fast. Yeah. My brother, he was there. It was scary. So that was a little, I don't know.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, is a good story too. That's a very short version. And with the ladder, I just fell off a ladder, and I'm a big guy too, so it's like, you know, big guy on this little rinky dink aluminum thing. Just trust issues.
Mm.
Not like I don't have trust issues, but with ladders I do. I don't like falling off of them.
Right? Yeah, because you're afraid that it'll happen again.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yep.
So now when you have a family of your own.
Okay.
Are you going to try to traumatize your children by swimming underneath and popping up on them too?
Yeah.
It's a good tradition of, it happened to me, it'll happen to you.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's easier to be on the giving end than the receiving end
exactly.
of that particular one.
Yeah. I think there's a fancy word for that, but like generational trauma, or I don't know what it is, but.
Right. It's, yeah. Okay. So what would you tell your posterity in 100 years? What 100. Message would you leave for them?
Well, hopefully the second coming hasn't happened by then. If not, repent and get the world ready for the second coming, because it's coming quick.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us?
Great great grandpa loves you guys. That's about it.
Nice. He'll be the crazy one in the rocker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we end, we have a random question.
Okay. Let's do it.
You haven't seen the question. I haven't seen the question. It's just going to be completely random. It okay. could be funny or it could be serious. We don't know.
Dang.
Okay.
It's like gambling. I like
it. And actually, as I'm opening up the book for your kayak situation, it's a good thing that you're an elder. Here in Alaska, so you don't have to have any other excuse as to why you can't kayak, except I'm an elder, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do that.
I wish I had an excuse. I'm ready to go swimming. It's been 2 years, man. That's
You'll get there. Yeah. You'll get there soon.
Soon.
Pick a number between 100 and 500.
100 and 500. Let's go 420.
Have you ever told someone something that was supposed to be a secret?
Probably. I don't feel like I'm a gossiper at all. Transfer board, definitely. I don't know. I don't... Most likely have. I just don't know the specific, you know.
So ones. Definitely not a big time...
Yeah.
Spoiling. Yeah. That's.
Can I do another one?
Sure.
That one.
Do you want to? Do you want to do another random music?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Give me a number.
3,000.
3,000.
These ones are fun. I like this.
Have you ever redeemed yourself in the eyes of someone you've respected?
I think so. With God.
Yeah.
I feel like I've repented of my past and feel like I'm a new person.
Nice.
Definitely.
Nice. And continuing to repent. So
yeah,
that,
I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Still trying.
Yeah. Endeavoring. That is the key for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Elder. What an incredible life you have led so far, and what an incredible life you will continue to lead. Thank you for sharing it with us today. Join us next time on TLC, Tudor's Living Chronicles for another exciting episode of a Tudor Ward member's living history.